Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Jesus reminds us to watch for the signs of his return. Today, we will explore further what we are seeing in our times that line up with what signs he said would indicate the potential of the end and his return. We will also discuss the practical meaning of this as we watch and as a remnant prepare as he so leads. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is End Times Friday, and we'll be airing this in the middle of May, which will be, I think, May 16th.
Yeah.
And things are happening, Kathy. The world is spinning in a big way, and so we'll have grid time to talk
Don't
about
it. Don't you kind of feel like we've said that for the last 5 years now?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah.
There has been an acceleration.
Yeah, it's... You know, when we think about even what we do and why we do it is, you know, and what God gave us was, you know, come and see, finding truth in a world of chaos. And, you know, we do highlight, you know, we try to highlight on Fridays just current events, you know, and what, how do we understand those and what to think about those as we consider those, knowing that it's is showing us things, but we still have to seek God because of what does that mean ahead, basically.
Right.
And that's why I said, watch, keep watching. And as we've talked about it, you know, that because of the things that we've observed, particularly with Israel and you know, what the World Economic Forum and, you know, what they're purposely are saying, we want to create one world government, which we know when they do that, that that initiates the tribulation. And so that's an interesting thing. And we now have a very, let's say, a very powerful group on a worldwide basis that has an objective of doing that. And they're stated, you know, it kind of was under the radar for many, many years. And now they brought it out to the surface as a purpose. And we know that Jesus said, when you see the nation of Israel return, you know, that generation will see the end. And Israel has returned and is amazingly protected from all the things that are happening. And one of the topics is, well, you know, we keep talking with our friends from Israel, is Iran, and they're close to having a nuclear bomb.
Right.
And if they could successfully launch it and explode it over Israel, first of all, if they could do it where it actually hit Israel, it would, you know, would destroy most of Israel. And but if they could even send it and the bomb explodes above Israel, the fallout of the radiation could dramatically impact Israel. I mean, so... Having a nuclear weapon is not a good thing for Israel.
right.
So we know that, we know because of scripture that Israel doesn't get eliminated. And so we know it's not going to happen, but we're in the middle of it. It's interesting. We're right in the middle of it. They want to, they have the weapons, they're developing the weapon. And, you know, of course, Trump is negotiating with them, the latest, and we'll talk more about that with our guys when we interview them again coming up. Remember their concern was, well, Israel isn't really a direct party to the negotiation.
Right. They're doing it pretty much without them, right?
Yeah. And that, you know, and I think they're having conversations, you know, behind it. But, you know, what if, you know, they agree to something that Israel, you know, has a problem with because they said, for sure, we can't allow them to develop this bomb. But if Trump, you know, gives them permission or somehow, you know, so they're worried about that. But, you know, the latest is that I think that because of Iran's inability to truly respond to say, okay, we'll stop making this bomb and we'll, you know, let's have an economic gain or something. It's moving toward, you know what, you guys aren't negotiating at all. I'm talking about U.S. and Iran. So U.S. is making statements, you know what, we're just going to come in and eliminate the nuclear weapons by force, which by the way, Israel would support.
Right.
But as we, you know, think about this in a broad way, God, you know, Jesus said in Revelation, which we've started with, you know, a couple of years ago, is I want you to pay attention, watch the signs. I want you to really dig into the truth of Revelation so that you can both receive it, understand it. At some point in time, it is going to happen. And you got to understand it and then be prepared for it. And then two is teach your children
Right.
So that the truth of it keeps being moving from generation to generation, and they don't get lazy. Basically, they don't get lazy.
Right.
And never pay attention to it because, oh, who cares, you know, and it's not going to happen. He said, no, I want you to keep doing it. And then the implication anyway is that because of the uncertainty of things, that the unpredictability of the future is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger, which, by the way, has impact anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it's not the end, and it's still, you know, decades away, we're in a place where the uncertainty of the world policy and governmental proclamations and economic conditions dramatically impact us personally.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we want. Even if we don't see all of this come together like it could happen, at least pay attention to the impact of, you know, what's happening today and you know, what God would say to us.
Right. Well, and even just as you say that, I'm reminded of the simplicity of what you're talking about. It is not just for our benefit, although it does benefit us to pay attention and to let God lead us in these things, but it is for his benefit. Just like the Israelites, you know, they were to be a picture of God's faithfulness and favor, right? And as we listen to him and walk with him and navigate difficult times, and we as believers who are abiding in him are actually walking and navigating it in peace and in favor and in, like you said, in shalom all the time, and actually knowing the steps to take and just truly reflecting him and his favor and his faithfulness and believing he is a God you can take at his word. This is coming. This, because he said it, it will be. And so we will walk and step accordingly. We reflect him to a world that needs to see him. And so isn't that really all of it? I mean, the Israelites were designed to showcase God's glory.
Yes.
We are designed to showcase God's glory. And this is what it really is all about.
Right. That's right. And the, you know, the, our role is to keep pursuing truth, you know, and we've been talking about deception and be careful not to be deceived, but to pursue truth and stand up for truth and help others, you know, lead, be led into the truth. And I was having a conversation with a group that I spend time with every week in the Word. And the topic came up that their friends in their churches, and they're in different churches, are making proclamation of certain things about the world, about the United States, about the condition of the economy, about the politics of it. And they said, from where we sit and what we observe, what they're saying just isn't true.
Mm.
And they're being deceived. And that was their comment.
Right.
And the interesting was the question that came up is, well, what am I supposed to do? Because I'm involved with these guys, you know.
Right. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
So I said, well, let's go look at that, you know. And so I took him through scripture where it talks about, you know, what does the word say about certain things? Let's go find that out. In John 12, it talks about that Jesus said, I haven't come to judge you. My words will judge you and my truth. And so, you know, and then he said, what does the Holy Spirit do is guide you into truth. And your role is to come alongside of that and facilitate inviting people to be led by the Spirit and receive truth. You know, would you have a heart to go? I said, now from your role, you got to be careful of something. Number one is be careful that you don't go to judgment yourself. Because remember, we talk about this when we talk about, you know, how to handle disagreements. One of the dangers that the enemy does is that he establishes your position as you think you're right and they're not. And now you're working to persuade others that you're right. And you haven't entered into any process of dialogue at all. You've just said, I'm right and you're not, and I'm gonna judge you about it. I said, you got to recognize that it's not your role to judge them. It is to have discernment of truth. And then, okay, what do I do with that? That's for sure. And then secondly, I said, you are not to care about the outcome. And what I mean by that is, I'm not to force truth on them or judge them about truth. And even if they reject the truth, my role is just to be a faithful messenger. And not to care about the outcome, because then I'm not trying to persuade them or debate them. I'm really just trying to say, I think what you're saying or what you're understanding just is off. Would you be willing to pursue truth?
Right.
And let's go do that. And it's all about the heart, by the way. And that's what we're trying to promote with all of the followers of the podcast is of everything that we pray for you, it's about, do you have a heart to pursue truth?
Yes.
And we don't, we're not even saying, you know, you should. It's just, here's some information and here's some scripture that says it, you know, go pursue it. You know, and I said, so, and we walked through that, what that looked like. And there was a real, interesting enough, there was a release of the burden mm-hmm. of, I do know that they're headed into deception.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to just sit on the sideline and say nothing.
Right.
But what do I do? You know, and mm-hmm. I said, it's not, well, don't tell them you should, but rather, would you be willing to pursue? And let's go to the word and see what the word says. And then you can react to the word and guide them into that place, because the Holy Spirit will guide them into truth. And so they said that they felt that this was happening more and more and more. And when they talk about these people, where are you getting your thinking here?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
And the answer was the church. The church is saying this. People of leadership in the church are saying this. You know, I follow certain people on television. They're saying this. You know, I follow, you know, people on podcasts, and they're saying this. And but he said he did notice that none of them said, because I've been processing what the word says, and this is what I think it says. They're absent of that.
Wow.
He said it's a big deal. It's a big problem. You know, and so what we're trying to do is just raise up. Here's some information. Be careful that you don't let somebody else dictate what you should think,
mm-hmm.
but keep processing, listen and say, yeah, you know, that's interesting stuff. And maybe I got to consider it. And the neat thing is you have the Holy Spirit and God to go to.
Right.
You know, they can do it. We want to keep promoting, you know, this issue of what's happening and be careful of deception. So we want to look at a scripture today, and we got some more information that we'd like to give, but go to Colossians chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, I think it is.
Sure. Excuse me. Before I do that, can I just highlight a little moment of what you were saying there? Because we talk all the time about the importance of processing things in community and having a community around us that is seeking God and will go to his word and that sort of thing. So I just want to highlight that. Pay attention to what is being focused on your community, because I do think that's a very easy shift to take place sometimes, to just be taking what a podcast says, or I heard this, and we all, you know, we're in conversation and we hear things and we love to share information. But let's remember, in those community places, there is a responsibility to not just share information that we have heard, but to seek and share what God actually says. And so that's something that I think we just need to keep in front of our communities, that, you know, conversation about some of these different things, it is interesting. It is kind of fun to look at, but we need to always be bringing it back to what scripture actually says, or we're doing no one any favor in our communities. You know, we are leading others in deception if we're doing anything but that, right? So,
yeah, very
sorry,
good.
I just wanted to highlight that, you know, on the community side. So Colossians 2:1-7, you said, right?
Yeah.
For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power.
Yeah. So, you know, he kind of bookends this with, you know, in Christ is all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is his. He is wisdom and knowledge. He has it all. He knows it all, both past, present, and future. And that's where truth emanates from,
mm-hmm.
is that fullness of wisdom and knowledge. And it solely is with him.
Mm-hmm.
And because, again, as you talked about the processing piece of it, it's first, it's always going to the word, the logos, that he's already spoken.
Right.
He said, well, this is truth that I've already laid down. and it's true. You can trust it as true, and don't second.
And I will not contradict myself. Yeah.
And I'm not going to contradict myself and go to that truth. And the wisdom and the knowledge emanates from the fact that he already has disclosed that truth to us, which is think of how beautiful that privilege is, you know, mm-hmm. that we don't have to guess or everything is, conditional, but here's truth, Old and New Testament. It's all true. And then he says that in him, this is in verse 9 and 10, dwells the fullness mm-hmm. of that. And we are complete in him as we join him, the head. And that means that if he's the head, we're letting him be the head.
Yes, yes.
You know, you're the one who's leading. You're the one who's deciding. You're the one who's revealing. And I want to join that. Why? Because you have all the wisdom and all the truth. And then he says, so because of that, he said, don't let anyone deceive you with persuasive words. In other words, persuasion is trying to present information mm-hmm. that appears to be enough to have you say, I guess that's right.
Right.
And so he says, it's from the world, verse 8, lest anyone cheat you through philosophy, empty deceit, a tradition of men, the principles of the world and not of Christ. So that's kind of the simplicity of it, is mm-hmm. that if I don't pursue the fullness of the wisdom and the truth from Christ, I will be deceived. Mm-hmm. Why? Because it won't be of God. It'll be from some other place. You know, and it's easy. He said it's easy to be deceived. Why? Because there's people trying to deceive you. And he doesn't qualify this and say, well, it's all only unbelievers that are trying to deceive you. It could be the church itself and other believers that are trying to deceive you with, here's what I think, is true. So he basically says, let your source of truth be God. And it's kind of easy in a way. And what? Well, who's within you? God.
The Holy Spirit.
The God of truth, who will guide you into truth. Okay, I'll go there. mm-hmm. Lead me into truth. And you stay in that relationship. And he says, then what I'll do is I will show you logos, scripture, and give you truth that you will start to receive and understand. And then rhema, which is how to apply that with mm-hmm. the wisdom of, okay, what do I understand? Because we are bringing of things in the world of, okay, where does this land? What does this mean? How do we interpret that? How do we understand it? Which is what we try to do every Friday is, well, here's what's happening. It is true. It's happening. Oh, Father, what's the truth about that? What do you mm-hmm. want us to understand about that? You know, and if you do and pursue it that way, then you won't be deceived because his role is to make sure you don't get deceived.
Right. Your role is just to stay with him.
Yeah. Yeah. And generally, by the way, it comes through, think of the beauty of it is it comes through a checking of the spirit, like, yeah, mm-hmm. maybe something's off here. And other people around you that can help process, okay, now that we see this or we observe this, you know, let's try to understand what does that look like? What does that mean? What relation of that? And the more that you process it together, then the rhema piece of it, the application of it, the wisdom of it, the situation of it, will become known to us so that, you know, as we look at, you know, right now, we all are in this very unique, interesting time of our history in a governmental change that we've just had, you know, with right. The administration of, you know, they've just celebrated their 100 days and they are moving at lightning speed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they came out of the gate shooting, right?
Yeah. And because of it, and this is just in general, anytime you're moving at lightning speed and making dramatic changes, it creates chaos all by itself because everything is now being turned upside down. And it doesn't mean that things shouldn't be turned upside down. It just means that because of the pace of it, there's implications of it mm-hmm. and it can't be managed well. And so the biggest thing as we look at the economic scenario, which by the way impacts everybody, is that the dramatic tariff scenario of raising mm-hmm. tariffs around the world for goods coming to us and are able to ship, you know, to other countries. And what it's done is it's caused a lot of concern on the part of businesses who are now being impacted by that.
Right.
And because of we're in the middle of it, and it was so dramatic and so extreme, we're in a phase, what we call, we're in a phase of everyone's pausing. Mm-hmm. And pausing, see, if I already knew or thought something, and I'm talking economics movement, if already I said, okay, I see that we're in a recession, Mm-hmm. Or we're going to be in a recession. So I'm going to reduce expenses. I'm going to lay off staff. I'm not going to make investments. They act
quite the self-fulfilling prophecy, right?
Yeah. And then they actually, you know, promote it, so mm-hmm. to speak, and they make it even deeper. And then eventually it turns around and they say, okay, now it's time to turn around. But I act based on what I think is going to happen. And I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. Well, we're in this place where, because we've never been in this spot before, and there's a thought that is such a master game that it's all going to be resettled back, and this tariff situation will kind of get settled, and everybody will kind of come to a place where it'll still be a positive economy. That's what people think. Mm-hmm. So I pause. Now, interesting enough, when I pause, that means I don't do much. Mm-hmm. I don't hire people. I don't let people go. I don't invest. I just wait. Okay, by waiting, all by itself will create a recession. Mm-hmm. And so the key right now that we need to watch, what we're encouraging everybody to do, is let's see how long this takes. And by the way, the first quarter GDP just came out and it was negative. Mm-hmm. Okay, now if you have two of those in a row, that's officially
that's
a recession. So it looks like we're kind of in one already, but if we pause very much longer, it'll be done. Now, there's other factors going on that are dramatically going to impact what we're doing. And that is that because of the pricing that we placed on China, they've stopped shipping things to the United States.
Right.
Okay. Why? Because it's so costly to them that it doesn't make economic sense for them to do so. Now, because of what happened over the last 10 years, guess what? Anywhere from 20 to 80% of industry products are made in China.
Right.
Because of the cost of it, the prior cost of it. Well,
and U.S. manufacturing has shrunk greatly.
And so the intent of the tariffs is that, well, we would move manufacturing back here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a noble thing. But there's a timing issue of that and a problem with that. So, like, for example, the fact that they've reduced dramatically their shipments, well, guess what? It takes about 90 to 110 days for that to become known. Because if they stop shipping, by the time they stop shipping to the time it gets into the shelves, it's about 90 to 110 days. Mm-hmm. And we're right at the beginning of that, which hasn't been impacted yet. So you can go down to your store today.
Right.
And you'll find stuff on the shelf.
Right. And stores, you know, preemptively, because of all this going on and knew that shipments would begin to cease, also stocked up. So right now there is still that back supply, so to speak.
Correct.
Right.
That's correct. But, and again, this is something to watch, is that in your local town, in your local place, and you'll be reported in the news that, you know, starting, you know, a month from now, 2 months from now, 3 months from now, we'll start seeing, hey, there's not enough inventory anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the biggest thing that you'll see is when you go to order from Amazon, that it will be limited stock, or we can't provide it, or it'll be, you know, given to you, you know, in 2 months or something. You know, it'll be interesting to, you know, to watch. So that's a big deal. And that the implication of that is that if they stop delivering the products at the port, that means that trucks aren't needed to ship it. So you're going to have layoffs in trucking. You'll have warehousing that isn't going to receive it. So they'll lay off people that are doing it, and they'll try to, you know, they'll try to sort it out. And the ability to replace that domestically it's going to be, you know, 1 to 4 years to get things back in place structurally, I'm talking about. So if I'm going to make something here that I don't make now, well, I have to have a factory. I have to have people. I have to have systems. I've got to have equipment. By the way, the equipment to make that stuff comes from China. So anyway, the implication of all this is that are we headed for a fairly serious downturn? And the signs right now is that everybody is in a pause mode. And if they stay in that pause mode, it will create the recession, and then they'll start accelerating acting like layoffs and businesses, et cetera. So as a person who, you know, has a business or who works and has works for somebody, this is where we need to go to God and say, is this going to impact my company? Is this going to impact, you know, what I'm looking at and pricing, inflation, and my personal ability to work and have income? And God, see, interesting thing, God knows the answer to that. And there's no universal answer. It's like, you know, yeah, everyone's going to have a problem. A lot of people aren't.
Right.
And God knows that. You know, he'll say, no, you don't need to worry about that. Or, yeah, you know what? You need to consider something. You need to get ready for this. You need to, you know, save up, make sure you have plenty of safety stock, you know, that kind of things. We just wanted to raise that up. And the key is, as we said in the scripture, is don't be deceived by what other people are trying to persuade you of.
Mm-hmm.
But look at real information and look at the truth of it and begin to say, well, I don't want to be deceived. I'm going to pursue trying to understand the truth by myself. And then, Father, what do you have to say to me about this?
Right.
And that's what we're trying to raise up. But this is, and again, you know, as I look at it, and we'll talk more about this later, is I think this is a purposeful game that's getting played mm-hmm. to set up the one world government. And I think our government is actually a player in that process. So it's an interesting thought that we'll, you know, try to pursue later. Heavenly Father, thank you for just the simplicity of what you say, is that the fullness of wisdom and knowledge is you and in you. You're in us. We have it. We join you in that. We have the ability to access it because you'll guide us into that truth. And you say, don't be deceived. Don't let empty things guide you away from things that are not from you, since you know the answer. And you particularly care about us personally to deliver the covenant, and circumstances don't limit you in any way. So we just pray that we won't be afraid and we won't get scared, but rather we would understand truth, be led to truth, and process that truth without deception, so that you can guide us into your answers for us. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Rich. That was an interesting conversation and certainly something to pay attention to, right? So if you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.